Hey guys, this episode is being brought to you by Bevel, the first and only system that has proven to prevent and reduce razor bumps on that sexy skin of yours. If you've got coarse hair, curly hair, sensitive skin, things like myself, like people that I know and love, then I suggest you try it out. It's a really beautiful razor. It's black owned. It's awesome. Shout out to Tristan Walker. Make sure that you go to getbevel.com and use offer code 320 to save 20% on your first month. Check them out and start shaving smart today. And let's start the show. Send you my love on a wire, lift you up every time, everyone, ooh, pulls away, said, ooh, I don't know the rest.
That throwback. Wasn't the notes. Good job.
Thanks.
I had to Google it to see what you were talking about. To be completely forthcoming, I had no idea what that was at first.
Okay, well, I'm Kim Pine.
And I am Zuri James.
And we are Sex Bomb! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Jesus. I'm so glad I didn't scream because I feel like that's the reaction you wanted. You are such a fucking troll. I'm so sorry to everybody who was wearing headphones when Kid Fury did that shit. Mess.
So, you know, that was just a little throwback Thursday for the girls who missed Bitch, You Guessed It. Somebody had sent me some kind of a, I don't know, someone wrote something about people liking that.
I've been ready for you to do that again ever since you stopped. Like, I'm staying on alert with your ass.
No, we're finished.
Okay. All right.
It was just a, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Flash from the past.
Just bring it up. Have a little fun.
Nostalgia.
I get it. Yeah.
So, first of all, I just want to say to everyone, I might sound strange today. You know, I haven't impacted with...
Ask Kid Fury why. Why don't you sound great today? Why don't you feel so great?
I have an impacted wisdom tooth that I should have removed when Harry met Sally. I should have done this a long time ago. I talked about doing it on the show before.
That's why it's so funny.
And I didn't because it sounds horrible. But I'm gonna do it for real this time. I just... You know, I'm dealing with it for the moment. I've got everything together, so I know that I'm going to be turning this weekend. I will be fine for that. Yeah. But Monday morning, I'm getting it snatched out. Please pray for me. You know, lift me up in the spirit. But I think I'll be okay.
You will. I got extra gauze at the house that you can have. I mean, you know.
I got Jell-O.
You're going to be like, great. Yeah. Yes. The first couple of days, you can't really chew at all. And it took a while for me to be able to have, like, crunchy things again. Sometimes stuff will get up in the socket. You have to be very careful about that. But, I mean, you know, really, you're going to be fine. It's much worse than having tooth pain. Tooth pain is like top three body pain. So you got to get that taken care of, bro. You got to. It's only going to get worse.
Well, if I sound like Melissa Harris Perry today, I just wanted you to know why.
Why
it's
would
because
you?
Of that.
Why did you?
And also, I got a magic butter machine. And so I've made some of that tincture mm-hmm.
yeah.
stuff. 32 ounces of it. It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
It's very great.
And actually, we got a listener letter so if you want to, we can talk about that whole process a little later because somebody asked about alternatives to smoking. And I was like, huh. Well, Kid Fury and I know a little bit about that. So maybe we can get into that later in the show.
It's a magic thing.
It is.
So, okay. Black excellence this week.
Gonna do it. Gonna do it.
So Black Excellence this week is actually the movie Color Purple because
wait.
It's a classic. And, Purple Rain. And
what? What? Are you okay?
I'm not prepared.
Nigga, do you not have a Black Excellence?
You know what? Yes, I do.
Okay.
The thing is that the Black Excellence portion will be at the end of the show this episode.
Okay.
Because I have just realized that I did not pick one today. But that doesn't mean that blackness won't shine.
Well, You could talk about the people for the first time, I think, in the Tonys. Four black actors won the awards for best actors in a musical performance.
I can do this.
So shout out to the four of you, black and mixed and however you identify, for winning. And
that was Crystal's black excellence. I will be doing my black excellence at the end.
Once
of the
find one. Renee Elise Goldsberry, Leslie Odom Jr., David Diggs, and Cynthia Erivo. Shout out to y'all for being amazing and brilliant and incredibly talented.
Oh, also shout out to, first of all, I think someone told me that I said this guy's name wrong. The guy, the illustrator from Nighthawk. I think someone told me I said his name was like Roman, and I think it's Ramon. Either way, he put something in like the latest issue. I think that is another reference to
us. Yes, I saw that on Twitter. It's like, but it's like us. It's like, it looks like us. It's pictures of people at a Black Lives Matter rally who look like me and you. And he said it was us. So I'm very proud now. Like, I was proud before, but now I'm like, oh my God, like that is, this just feels so big. Like, I don't even know how to say thank you to something like that.
So thanks for that. And everybody should be like picking up this comic book and supporting it. I think that it's great. The story's awesome. I bought several for people that I love and know and things like that. And so go ahead and check it out. And then, you know, we'll get like a Netflix series or something and I'll watch that and it'll be my favorite one.
Okay. You got the trajectory all planned out?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like a TV show. I'm thinking either Netflix, maybe, because, you know, you can get dark on Netflix or HBO.
Oh, God. Have you seen the new season of Orange is the New Black?
No, not yet.
Man, I haven't either. And that's because so many black women have been telling me that, like, it fucked them up. Like, they felt like it did too much in the wrong way. And it, like, put them in their feelings in a bad way and all this shit. And I'm like, you know what? I actually don't have the space for that right now. Like, I can't handle that emotionally.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I can do that at
right.
the moment. That's
so
fine. I actually didn't watch the previous season yet at all. Mm. So I'm way behind anyway and I'm fine. But Game of Thrones was lit.
Well, I don't really know. But
that's fine. Me and Beyonce know because Beyonce watches.
I know Beyonce watches, but if Beyonce had tried to start with the book like I did, I bet she wouldn't.
I bet she wouldn't either, girl. What the fuck is your problem? So
that's
anyway.
What everybody says. Like, I'm wrong for wanting to read the book.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with wanting to read the book. I'm sure the book is fantastic.
It's not.
But girl,
that's the point. The book was so fucking boring, I couldn't get into the show.
I mean, you have to watch the show.
I'm going to try.
If anything, get to the last episode of the first season. Because the first season, and I was already interested just because them niggas were crazy. But the end of it was so bold that I was like, I will be right back. Back as soon as you okay. give me season two. Like, it's
I
good.
Don't really like
and
to
Beyonce
watch people die. I don't like to watch people die.
Oh, you know what? Never mind. Then.
I don't like to see blood and
oh,
guts
never mind,
and
then.
All that. I'm not a
okay,
fan.
So you shouldn't.
Okay. Thank you so much. Because somebody, I've heard a lot of references to Red Wedding and
that wasn't even the worst of it.
Okay.
I mean,
so
that
no.
was like a really fucked up episode.
Okay. Oh,
and
God.
Shout yeah. out to the fans of the book and stuff because they, like, I've never seen people who've read the book and know what happened don't spoil it for whatever reason.
Oh,
like,
how kind.
It seems like a very kind community.
Or maybe there's only 5 people who have read the books and watched
no,
the show. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because I could not get
I mean,
through
I damn sure don't
even half of the first book. It was just like,
it's
oh,
just such
God,
a good
I
show.
Can't. This
oh.
is just
so good.
I'm going to take y'all's word
so
for it.
Good.
I'm going to take y'all's word for
Beyonce
it.
Beyonce watches it, and so that's all that
Amen.
Matters to me.
Amen.
Okay, so I don't know how we started the show talking about Game of Thrones. Sick Sad World. It's all sad.
Damn. It's all sad or it's all bad?
I mean, it's all the sad. It's well, it's all sick. It's both.
Okay. Oh, out of sick and sad. Got it.
I tried.
You did.
NeNe Leakes has explained why she has changed her nostrils again.
So that picture was real?
Oh, yeah.
Because I looked on her Instagram and didn't see it.
You didn't see what?
I didn't see the picture. Like, I saw the screenshot of NeNe and her new nose and all that on Twitter. But when I went to her actual Instagram, I didn't see the picture.
Well, she was on Watch What Happens Live.
Of course.
And they brought up the nose thing. And she said, I got my nose done because, first of all, I can, I will. And I'll get it done if I want to.
All right, bitch.
She said, but there was a real medical reason why I had to get it done again. My cartilage was growing in my nose and the tip was touching the top of my lip when I smiled. Apparently, she had only got her nostrils done the previous time and not her whole nose.
Okay.
So she had to go back, I guess, to correct it and not just do
it
again.
That's everybody's reason for getting a second nose job. So, okay, girl. I don't really care, Nene. I don't. It looks to me like you're trying to look like Tamar, but I can't understand why anybody would do that either. I'm going to just leave it alone.
You know what? I could see her and Tamar getting the same note, like going to the same
person. Look at her. Like, she looks like that's the whole aesthetic she's channeling. God
well,
bless.
I like Tamar's nose. But
is that Tamar's original, like, factory assembled nose? Or, because I feel like it's not.
No, I think Tamar has a new one now.
Well, all these girls, I mean, everybody. You don't have to justify your plastic surgery. You could just be like, because I wanted to. Like,
I mean, right.
She
could have
just left it right
at.
There. Right. Just leave it right there. Like, because I have the money and I wanted to. That's it. Bye. Period.
I think maybe she wanted more of an she was trying to explain why it looks so much worse. It's pretty bad.
Oh, God.
You know, it's just like, it's giving me... You know what? I'm not even going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not. You know why? Because she is a black woman.
So? They ain't never stopped you from dragging the shit out of her before.
I am trying to approach with love.
Are you?
You know, because there's a lot going on. We have to love each other.
Okay.
And I love you and your new nose, Nene.
That is not this show. You do not love no fucking Nene. Look at you. You tried.
Because... She needs love too, and her nose. And, you know, Greg can't be the only one. So I feel
okay.
like.
All right.
You know what? You did change your nose because you needed to. I just think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with going and getting anything touched up or ripped back or snatched up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think this is, again, further proof that once you start going in there back to back,
that's why I won't get started.
Just start.
Like
God didn't make skin for you to just keep stretching and pulling and pushing and probably
like I'm gonna just leave it alone, really. I'm gonna try not to have any surgeries that aren't medically necessary, really. Because once you start going in trying to tweak your looks and stuff, you end up never really being satisfied.
Look, I'm getting LASIK.
Oh yes. LASIK
I probably,
is yeah. I probably will get LASIK. I probably will get LASIK, you're right.
Might whiten my teeth.
That's not surgery. Is LASIK surgery? I don't really know.
I mean, they're burning something in your eye. I feel like that's
something
a
like that. I actually don't know if I can even get it, but I'm just saying once you start adjusting your titties and nose and all this, it's just so easy to keep that shit going. Like, keep going back and going back and going back. Like, I'm going to just leave mine alone.
That's honestly why I've never gotten a tattoo.
Really?
Because I always feel like I would get a tattoo and I would look at it and be like, I should have got this. You know, like, I would be like, let me go change it. And then I would like keep going back and forth, and then it would look like those little scribbly things that would pop up above Charlie Brown's head.
You know what mine do? They take me back to where I was in my life when I got them done. That's the dope part about tattoos for me. Like, it's, of course, like they each have their own meaning, but when I see them and I see them every day and focus on it, it takes me back to like where I was in life and who I was with and the shit I was going through and the music that I loved and all that. So it's like a sentimental type thing. It's not like a, ooh, I can't wait to keep decorating my body with this shit type thing. But
well,
to each his own, you can do whatever you want to.
You know,
with
I
your
just,
own body.
I pray for her face.
I pray for her self-esteem because you got too much money to still be caring what other people think. But anyway.
She's a lady.
I truly can't wait till I'm independently wealthy and don't have to care what anybody thinks about anything that I say or do.
Nobody!
That is the ultimate goal. I cannot wait. Please, Jesus.
Rapper T.I.'s stepdaughter, Zanique Pullins.
Oh no, not the OMG girl.
The OMG doll.
Rest in peace, OMG girls.
Was arrested at the airport in Atlanta after she was flagged with a semi-automatic handgun in her purse.
Sis.
They say something about apples and trees.
Something about it. I've heard it before. Was she traveling with a man?
That's not stated.
It's
here.
Not so...
But what
I really
stated,
don't want to believe that Zanique thought she could take a gun.
No, no, doll. That's not the story they're giving.
Okay.
And I thank God about it.
Okay, because all I've seen is the headline.
What they're saying is, first of all, her parents know she has the gun. They gave her the blessing to have the gun. Tiny took her to purchase the gun.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she knows how to shoot.
You couldn't shock me with the I see T.I. walking her out into the forest and shooting at God only knows what, cans, Hennessy bottles, all kinds
of things.
That's
when me and my brother used to shoot it.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand how it got to Hartsfield Jackson. Like, that's the only part.
Right. Because of all the places you should not take your gun, the airport has got to be number one.
So, Zanique's family friend, no, this is her cousin, Tamara Whitaker.
Is that the one she graduated with?
I don't know, Joe.
I was watching part of some episode where she graduated from private school or tutoring school or whatever it was they go to.
I don't think I've watched that show in a few years.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
And the only reason I did watch it was because Major is so cute.
He is. Them kids are something else, though. They like, well, you know what? Never mind. So anyway.
So apparently the story that they're giving is that she didn't realize that the gun was in the bag. Or she had the wrong purse for her and she didn't realize that the gun was in the bag. So my thing is,
okay,
between the time that you left your house and you got to the airport, you never once opened up your bag going to the airport. Right. Mind you, as a young lady, a 20-year-old lady, that knows she carries a gun in her purse at times, mm-hmm. I don't understand how the thought never crossed your mind to be like, let me make sure there ain't no gun in this bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when I go to the airport before I get to TSA, I'll be like, let me make sure I ain't got no weed on me that I gotta.
Except that one time.
But I didn't make it through TSA.
But by the grace of God,
I still clocked myself.
Yes, you did.
At the last minute.
Yes, you
ain't
did.
Nobody put no handcuffs on me.
Oh, but I've been flying with a roach in my backpack for weeks and had no idea.
Excuse me.
It was in, you see how my backpack has all these tiny pockets? Not a roach like a bug, a roach like a weed roach. I know you don't think I had no fucking insect. Wow, you're rude. So anyway, I haven't smoked joints in so long, but there was like a tiny little piece of a roach. Like, it was really just the filter and some paper wrapped around it. But I've been flying with that in my bag and TSA has never noticed it.
I don't even see it.
And I have never, when I saw it yesterday, I was like, holy shit, how many times have I flown with this tiny little bite of weed in my backpack? Oh, God.
Either way, dear, I don't understand how you didn't make sure that you didn't have this gun or how you managed to get to, like, I just don't know how.
At least
at
least go through your bag before you leave the house. Because you might change purses a lot. You might carry guns a lot. I get all that. But at no point do you go through it and see what's in it before you get ready to go to the airport. Like, the airport is one place where you know you're going to go, and them niggas is going to be looking you up and down, back and forth, inside and out, trying to find some shit on you. So why wouldn't you just double check?
But you're talking about somebody who mama and stepdaddy made some like illegal turn in the middle of the night and got pulled over while they had drugs and guns and shit
and
or whatever
on probation.
In the motherfucking car. On probation. You know what I'm saying? Like, just making poor decisions. But anyway.
She's only 20. Hopefully she doesn't get in that much trouble. Like,
she's a young girl. Her mugshot is sickening. You know, you have a gun. Hopefully you're being taught to be responsible.
It wasn't loaded, was it?
I feel like
it'll probably be worse for her if it was loaded.
Yeah, probably.
Hopefully it wasn't. Good luck, Zanique. Sounds like, you know, just being young and careless, really. That's exactly what that sounds like.
I'm not going to give you the judgment I would have given your grown ass adult.
Oh, sweetie. Do you know how many times I should have died because of dumbass decisions I made? Please.
Can we talk about it just one more time?
My God. Young people fuck up. They fuck up. Young people fuck up. They make terrible decisions that could be life or death and don't even realize it till long afterwards. I look back in my early 20s like, bitch, what the fuck were you even on? I mean, we used to just drink like it was nothing. Like, nothing would happen to us.
We were just talking about how I used to carry that motherfucking bottle of Rand Nephew to the function. Like, well, girl, I'm ready.
So are
to
y'all
get
ready? When y'all ready, I'm ready. I mean, we used to drink bottom shelf shit that no human being should ingest.
Look at me like.
We would drink a whole gallon of this cheap shit.
Ain't nobody drinking Jamaican potions, bitch.
I can't even sniff Ray and Nephew, much less take
delicious.
That. I cannot do it. So I do good. No, you have to grow up in the Ray and Nephew culture in order to appreciate it. I really
just
believe that.
I never understood why people, anyway.
I'm frightened of it. And I used to drink Everclear. Cannot do right
and now. See that shit.
Oh, Everclear has caused me to make some of the absolute worst decisions of my life. Like, really, some very...
But weren't they so fun?
It was. It was real fun until you pass out and wake up in a cold shower or find out that you tried to drive yourself home and sideswipe somebody's car on the street. Like, it's real fun until the consequences come through. And that's what I'm
but
saying.
But you lived through it and now it's so fun.
By God's grace, you know, that we actually made it through and nothing really bad ever happened to us. Young people make young, stupid ass mistakes all the time. Dumb mistakes. It happens.
One day Oprah is going to do a next chapter about you and you're going to be talking to your high school in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And you're going to be telling them the stories.
I am.
How you got drunk off Everclear.
One time I was just like,
into
yo.
Thelma Louise.
Then left school on senior skip day and got half drunk at the park and got drunk at prom and got drunk the first day on campus. And, you know, I mean, there's a million stories like that that me and my friends could tell. So I'm not even judging Zionique like that. Young people do dumb shit.
Sweetie, just next time.
You got to be more careful, girl. You got to be more careful.
All right, so, oh no, Iggy Azalea and her boyfriend are no longer getting married. Apparently, Swaggy P. Young.
Why do I keep wanting to say Swaggy P. Henson? Whose name is P. Henson?
That is disrespectful to all
it's
of
Muppets,
the hard
right? Jim Henson.
Work
no.
That Taraji P.
Taraji!
Henson
oh my God, that's why.
In her life.
Oh, that is so, oh my
you
God.
Should
Taraji,
be ashamed
I am so sorry.
Of
sis.
Doing that.
I am so sorry. That is so fucked
my
up.
My God.
I feel like he took that from her, though. I feel like he did. Like he did that on purpose so that people would associate him with her. Because he's got, this is the
I'm
wackest
thing. I'm disappointed in your actions.
I mean, I am too. I feel bad. But I also did not even know Iggy Azalea was still alive. So who cares that they broke up?
So, whatever. Apparently, the story goes, Nick Young got his baby mama pregnant again. What'd you do?
Kel Caprice.
And so, well, this is a very sad story.
No, you're right. You're right.
So, Iggy Azalea can't do it anymore. And she, you know, she wrote a heartfelt message.
Was it in the notes?
Sure.
I love when y'all write. I
it
love
absolutely
when y'all write shit
was.
In notes and then take a screenshot and put it on Instagram. I love when y'all do
like,
that shit.
No, it totally was in the notes. And she was just talking about.
Oh, nobody crops. Why don't y'all crop that?
Just
crop it.
Take it out.
Just crop that part out.
I think that she may have cropped it.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. But anyway, so she gets on the internet and she releases her iOS powered press release. On the status of her relationship with Nicholas Young. Would you like for me to read it or can I skip it?
No, I mean, you can if you want to, but I've already skimmed it. I mean, who cares? The message is you're not with him no more, and I didn't care about that.
It was just supposed to be very heartfelt and like, oh, you know, we just couldn't, and I wish him all the best, and things that just nobody cares about.
Right.
So my thing is like, why do it? I want to know for what. Like, is there somebody who's saying, hey, you should do this? Like, is there someone who is lying to you? Because I'm confused as to what, like, what is driving you to do that? Like, you don't owe anybody any explanation because it's your personal business and none of us care. So I don't understand what we're doing it for.
She doesn't have anything else to talk about. Where is the tour? Where is the album? Where is the single?
We'll get along to what she's doing in her career in a second because it's actually hilarious. But in the meantime, I just want to focus on the fact that they are no longer together. Big deal. She's moving out of his house. Apparently, she gave him his ring back in exchange for the car she got him for his birthday. She got a sticker, an Impala, and was like, you can have your fucking ring, but I'm taking the car.
Well,
goodbye.
Fine. I mean,
so does this mean that she's leaving America?
She was single anyway. She was in that relationship all by herself. So the fact that he finally, you know, you finally decided to agree with him that y'all weren't together. Nobody else is entitled or really gives a fuck about that. Like, you're putting out this whole heartfelt statement because you literally have nothing else to say to us. Like, you have no professional developments worth talking about.
Maybe her fans want to know.
I guess. I mean, and I thought it was hilarious that all he did was get on Twitter and be like, single. And that was it.
Because what else would you
do? He does not care. And the fact that we all knew he didn't give a shit about you.
Went to Gilbert Arenas for mentorship. And have that nigga posting shit about
Iggy.
Fucking girls raw.
Oh, God.
And how, like, it doesn't feel the same.
You should have done this then. Like, we've all seen this. Ugh. Anyway. All right, girl. Bye.
Oh, just too much nigga. Oh, I'm overwhelmed. in the meantime, between time, apparently Iggy Azalea is going to be hosting or being a judge on X Factor Australia.
What?
Now, I feel like this is disrespectful, and I'm going to just say why. And this is no shade. You can take it however the fuck you want to. I just feel like this is proof, again, that these shows don't give a fuck about the contestants. Like, no. That is already a slap in the face before you even auditioned. Because how the fuck, like, you left this place to come here and start a career that you can't even sustain.
Right.
So how are you going to tell me about my career?
How, like, are I you just feel like that's not anybody right. Else? How do you feel like you're in a position to tell somebody else that they don't have what it takes? Bitch, do you? Like, you over in America flopping, but you going to go to Australia and tell somebody else that they ain't got it? How?
But girl.
With what, like, space, bitch? I feel like, I'm like, if I was on X Factor Australia and Iggy Azalea was like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I'm just really not seeing it, I'd be like, is this coming from?
You mean the way that the rest of the world is?
Do T.I. even like, still speak to you? Like, it ain't nothing that bitch could tell me about life.
Are you still
life.
In the murder business? Because
no.
I don't know what else.
Right. What happened to the click, click, bang, bang, sis? I don't have time. No,
I just
not
don't
you.
Feel like it's fair. I feel the same thing. Like, even like when J-Lo was doing American Idol and even Nikki, like, why are you why? What is it that you are judging in particular?
Now, I could see if American Idol wasn't a singing competition, how you might invite Jennifer Lopez, like, because it's not like she's not an entertainer. She definitely had her moment of like putting out catchy pop music. Like a Latina Britney, like I've said before, and I know y'all feel a way about that, but Jennifer was never a vocalist. So for her to be on American Idol, which is supposed to be about your ability to sing, again, it was just like we're all confused as to how you're here.
I just don't know what you're
doing
here.
And feel confident enough to say, like, this is not a dance competition. This is not, we don't.
Right. It was like, even if dance was an element here, then it would be like, okay, well, J-Lo has that. So I understand her presence here.
Yes.
We are simply judging vocals.
Right.
Why is Jennifer Lopez a judge?
Really confusing.
I'm confused. Like, and it's not any shade to Jennifer Lopez is sickening at many, many things.
Yes.
But vocal singing, music, sound.
Just not, that's not it.
She had a clip performing somewhere with a whole bunch of niggas on those fucking nigga wheels.
On the nigga wheels, the hoverboards.
Spinning around in 360s and doing all kinds of shit. She gonna talk about sing. And I was like, if I was in that crowd, I would have screamed that shit right back to her.
My bitch, you sing.
Get started. You start us.
Soon as you started, bitch.
Start us off.
Start us off, sis. Give us the note. Jennifer, girl.
Like, how dare you?
Oh, but anyway, Jennifer's a far better actress than she is singer. Far better.
She's a far better dancer than she is singer. She's a far better a friend of John.
Probably
Rule.
Everything. Like, probably everything. And that's fine. She knows that. Jennifer Lopez knows she can't sing. She does. She can't be deluded about that.
So I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's fair to ask these types
of
questions.
Yeah, it is.
That's all I'm saying.
Any contestant on X Factor Australia should feel completely confident in asking Iggy Azalea, what are your credentials?
Because it's a show, but I feel like the way I'm thinking about it is that people are legitimately going into this trying to change their life and, you know, like, get this new career popping and blah, 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 all this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so to just be standing on this stage and look across and I see, you know, knowing I can sing.
Right, especially if you're not there to be funny.
Even if I'm not the best.
Right.
But I know I can sing, and I'm standing across the stage and finish blowing, and then Jennifer Lopez has to tell me how I did. Like, I would just feel insulted. Right.
Well, I'm just sorry, saying. Girl. No. Anyway.
So, woo. There's more talk about Taylor Swift being a liar. Now,
a liar.
Kanye West's wife spoke to GQ and said something more about this famous song where Kanye West says, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. I made that bitch famous. Taylor Swift was very upset about this. Kanye West has said over and over again that they had a conversation about this on the phone, that it was recorded. But after Taylor Swift, after the song came out, Taylor Swift threatened him with her legal hounds.
What?
And said that the tape should be destroyed.
Why?
Because she doesn't want it to come out that she knew about the song.
Girl, so? Like, I don't... Why would anybody care that you don't want it to come out? Like, if you sitting up here acting like y'all didn't have some conversation about this record and you so offended and all this, when in reality, y'all talked about it and you were supposed to be cool, like... Okay, then you deserve that.
But she is saying that she didn't know that he said, I made that bitch famous.
Oh, so she didn't hear that line.
That's what she's claiming.
Oh, okay. Because
she never heard that part.
Well, let's hear the phone call then, because somebody's lying.
That's what I'm saying. So if that's true, then why would you have a problem with the tape coming out?
Right.
Because if that's the case, then clearly there's another version of the song that we have not heard that you heard. And so you are trying to tell us, hey, this nigga is lying. So why would you be threatening to...
Right, that's what I don't get. Like, if they really lied on you or whatever, why wouldn't you want that tape to come out? I would be like, okay, yes, roll that Beautiful Bean footage, bitch. Like, let's go on there to get this shit. Because facts is facts. Like, let's go on and hear it.
Because she's a serpent and a liar. And a scammer.
I was about to say, this is fueling you, isn't it? Because I know you can't stand her.
I don't trust her.
All.
I don't trust her.
I mean.
I think she's the Grand High Witch. I really do. Like, sincerely, I do. I do. I think that she walks up.
I've been trying to let Taylor make it, man. I do. But then you get started and then I get all angry because you write about the shit.
I'm just trying to, like, I'm just saying, I just look at these things. Everything is thought of. Everything is premeditated. It's all, I'm just telling you, watch the way she moves. Like, who the fuck enlists a bad bitch pop Us Weekly ass squad of girls to follow her around all the time? Like, oh, and these are just my best friend. Squad goals.
Right.
Girl, y'all go, what?
We could tell these aren't your real friends. Like, you obviously paid these girls.
If you don't give Empire their Tiana Taylor back, leave us the fuck alone.
Or maybe they just want to be around you because you're that famous, but that doesn't seem like an actual genuine, like, that's no goal of mine.
For sure. Oh, I get to go to the Grammys and sit up front with you?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm going.
I'm down.
Right.
Like, girl.
All right, Taylor.
I'm just saying.
All right.
That's it.
And I see. I'm picking up what you're putting down, bro.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I see what you're saying.
Serpent.
Okay.
Last but not least, many of Nicolas Menagerie's fans are upset with her because she has not said anything about the tragedy in Orlando recently. She posted a link, I think this was like 3 days after it happened, to some new song that she has with, I think, Michael Made It and Jeremiah. And one of her fans tweeted something like, I'm kind of offended that Nicki is talking about her new song and she hasn't addressed or acknowledged the tragedies. And then I think tweeted her directly, somebody who she followed, I guess, tweeted her directly and asked why she hasn't said anything. So she unfollowed him.
That's my kind of petty, Nicki.
She unfollowed him.
I like it.
And so he tweeted her, or he tweeted something like, you know, oh, Nicki Minaj unfollowed me because I asked her about blah, 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 blah. So this throws the question, why haven't you said anything about it? So a couple of people are very confused as to why Nicki Minaj hasn't addressed it or hasn't said anything, like, at all, posted anything about it at all. And I think at some point Perez Hilton got into the middle of it, and that's just where it got really ridiculous and unnecessary.
Oh, Lord.
And
did somebody call somebody a faggot? Because I feel like that's coming.
I think somebody, I don't know if faggot was used, but I know that somebody said something about him sucking dick.
Okay.
And he, and she like laughed at that or liked it. She was liking all of the tweets that were like
she
defending her. And so he saw that she liked it or something. He was like, I see Nikki liked this tweet about me. And yes, I like to suck dick, but mine are all over 18 and like her brother.
Damn. That's a good one. I can't deny. That's a good one.
I mean, if we're going low.
I mean, goddamn.
That's a pretty low blow.
All right, Perez. You still a bitch, but you got that one.
Anyway, personally, I feel like...
So they're still mad about this? Because I heard about the fan... I didn't hear about all this with Perez and all that, but I knew about the fans being mad at Nikki for not
tweeting. Some of her fans obviously feel a type of way.
I mean, but have we not learned from all the different tragedies over the past couple of years that the last thing we should be doing is begging these celebrities to speak up? Because so many of them are so fucking stupid or like clueless or ignorant. Like,
but nobody needs no motherfucking like press release from you. We don't need you to do a keynote. I don't need you to write, you know, an eloquent haiku about it or anything. You know what I'm saying? But you could say something, especially as somebody who has such a large percentage of her fan base that are included in this community that was targeted in this fucking hate crime. I don't see how you don't see how you have so many young gay fans that look up to you. I'm thinking that if I'm like a 15, 16, 17 year old gay who's in the midst of however much homophobia that you go through as a teenager, because teenagers are the worst. If something like this happens and I see it and I hear about it, and Nicki Minaj is my favorite fucking artist, I would want for her to acknowledge it.
I mean, I can see wanting for it. I can't see trying to force it or demand it. That's what I don't understand. Like,
but
I don't see
change.
How you feel like you can dictate what somebody else is, how somebody else uses their social media.
No. I mean, you have every right to tweet whatever you want to and not to whatever you want to. But what I'm saying is, for somebody who has such a large following of gay young men.
I mean, that's all the pop girls. Women. That's every last one of the pop stars. They all have a huge following of young gay men.
Some, I feel like some artists, I feel like more than others.
Like
I
think, higher percentage?
Yes. I think that there's like a really like evident amount. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it like...
You don't think Rihanna has more gay male fans than Nicki or Beyonce?
I think that all of these people have tons of gay fans, yes, but I'm talking about like what is like blatant and obvious and like right in front of you. Like, I don't feel like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga have the same amount of gay fans.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I think you meant between the two of them.
Yes.
I was about to say, no, I could definitely see more gay Lady Gaga fans, but that's because Lady Gaga also positions herself as queer and like really gender fluid and flexible and all that stuff.
Nicki
like
Minaj
she
was talking about eating pussy and getting her pussy ate by girls
true,
for shock value
don't?
When she started.
Who, right, so many of the girls do that for shock value.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. Like, I just don't understand the dibbing and dabbing, and you have all of these gay kids that come and buy all your fucking Kmart clothes and shouldn't fit into it to go to club and all kind of stuff. You don't say anything. Like, I just don't understand. I'm not saying that you have to, and the only reason that I feel that way, I think, is because I'm grown and I don't need you to personally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't need for Beyonce to be like, oh, you know, this goes out to Orlando, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm an adult. I don't need for anybody that I don't know, that I don't give a fuck about, to speak up for anything. But as like a younger gay man, mm-hmm. I may have felt different. I could see why you would feel different. They live and breathe these girls. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And so it feels like a slap in the face to a lot of kids, I feel like, for you to just be like, and it's not even like, oh, well, I never thought to say anything, or like, it's like, bitch, I'm unfollowing you. And then I'm going to like everybody who says, bitch, I can say whatever I want. Like, what?
Well, I mean, I'm all for unfollowing people. Like, I just can't find fault with that.
I just be like, don't.
It's not like she blocked him.
Azealia Banks, Kaya, all of the girls who like to do all of this, like, back and forth and, oh, da-da-da, but I have all of these gay friends and... I'm tired. I think it's late.
I mean, I see what you're saying. And I also don't understand why she hasn't said anything, partially because she does have so many gay fans, but also because it was such a huge fucking tragedy. Like, it's the biggest mass murder now, right, in the whole history of the fucking country. Like, I am surprised that she hasn't said anything. And the whole, like, trolling reaction afterwards is confusing because it seems like most people would have just taken the opportunity to say something. But ultimately, I just don't feel like people are allowed to say, oh, well, you have to do this on whatever social media. Like, there's no telling what Nikki may or may not have done behind the scenes.
I've said a bunch of times, just because you don't tweet about something doesn't mean that you don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that that's the point. I think that you have, like, a foundation of fans that are heavily affected or possibly heavily affected by the weight of this type of tragedy. So for you to just be like, oh, I'm not going to say nothing, and then on top of that, bitch, don't tell me what to say, it just feels like stank to me. I personally could see why that would offend somebody, because nobody's trying to tell you what to say. But why would you feel a kind of way about somebody being offended by that? Like, that doesn't make sense to you, that somebody would be offended that you aren't here talking about a song where you have so many gay fans, and like, this was a huge tragedy. Like, there was a Chick-fil-A that was open on Sunday passing out food to volunteers. That's like, girl, amazing. Like,
even Chick-fil-A put down the hate for a day. Even Chick-fil-A.
I was actually surprised by how much support I saw towards the gay community as all of this stuff was going on, like from people that, like even in my family that I would have never heard be supportive and call or text me and be like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just want you to know X, Y, and Z. So I'm just saying, while I don't give a fuck about Nicki Minaj speaking for me, because I'm a grown ass woman and I don't need for Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fine. I don't feel like it's crazy for a kid to be offended by it. And I feel like it would have been simple as fuck to just say, you know what, I'm sorry, you know, whatever, my heart's going out. Because who does that hurt? Nobody. I don't understand how that's confusing at all. And I feel like, bitch, when you wanted that fucking raggedy ass moon man, girl, you had everybody, all the gays. You have gays defending you right now as you are not defending them. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see what happens with what she does now. Like, we'll see how many of them actually take that and turn it into something that affects her career. Because if it really wasn't that big of a deal to you, sis, then all right. I guess the fallout or the consequence from it won't be that big of a deal to you either.
I just want for all of you motherfuckers to know, all of you pop girls, you rap girls, you niggas, all y'all. Don't count out the gay coin. Don't count out the gay support ever in your motherfucking life.
Absolutely not.
Because we will support the artists we love till the day that we die or you die. Actually, until we die, honestly. Because it don't even matter. So, like, especially with women, man. Like, girl, there are so many acts out today that can only tour because gays will pay to see you. Like, they be sitting back at home waiting for a pride so they can be like, oh, girl, finally I can go get me a booking coin.
Yeah.
So I just don't. Like, you can't discount ever.
It. You can't pretend like it's not significant to your lifestyle. Like, you can't pretend like it has nothing to do with your success. So.
Men too, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, J. Cole, all you niggas, just don't play. Like, because, I mean, they just be feel like shit is sweet because they can say whatever the fuck they want to. And it's a 13-year-old gay that don't know no better that's still going to go out and beg their mama for some allowance so they can go and buy their fucking shit or go to their show or get a t-shirt or whatever. And it's unfortunate. But I see you and I know better, so it is what it is.
Right. Right. Okay. Well,
that's all I've got.
Okay, that's all I got, too. Let's take a break.
Hey, guys. This episode is being brought to you by Audible, our favorite audiobook service. There's nothing like having a good book to get your mind in the right headspace, whether you're reading about something whimsical or reading about something to help yourself and get your mind and your life in the right places, or something to cook like Aisha Curry or a winner.
Oh, God.
Either way, you can listen to your favorite books on Audible. They've got over 250,000 titles from leading audiobook publishers.
Yes, they do. I love Audible, especially because when I have to get on the plane, there's just like nothing better than having something downloaded and ready to go for your own entertainment. I just finished a book called Dietland by Saray Walker, which was like really wild in some places. Like, there's some really radical, like, fat acceptance theory and stuff like that in the book. I highly recommend it. It's available on Audible. And if you don't like it, Audible has a great listen guarantee. So if you don't like that book or any book you chose, don't worry about it. You can exchange any title you aren't happy with for another one anytime. No questions asked. So again, get your free 30-day trial membership at audiblepodcast.com/theread. That's audiblepodcast.com/theread. Go pick out something good. Let them know we sent you, and let's get back to the show.
Okay, so we're back. It's time for listener letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we may just read them aloud on the show. So our first question comes from Elise, who says...
Emil?
No, that's a fake name that she put in the email.
Cool.
And she says, a few years ago, she discovered marijuana, and I really don't know what the hell I was doing with my life before this, because this shit is the shit. I no longer take anxiety pills, which I was always against.
Oh, that's great.
A year and a half ago, I started dating my current boyfriend. He doesn't smoke, but he doesn't mind me smoking from time to time. However, I think it bothers him because sometimes I smell like dank when we're out and about. That's understandable. I have a high-paying career, and I would hate to be out and noticed by a client clothed in the smell. With that being said, I'm trying to find a happy medium, and I'm interested in edibles. Do you guys have a specific company or edibles brand that you prefer? Can you name a few of your favorite edible products? Love you, Elise.
I have no idea of any of these things.
Oh, okay. Sure you don't. So what Kifiri was talking about earlier in the show is this tincture that you can make with the machine that we talked about, which this is not like they didn't pay me to talk about this machine. It's just a dope ass machine.
It's pretty cool.
And so my favorite thing is to make a tincture out of that. They have instructions in the book, so I won't go into too much detail.
It's super easy.
But yeah, it's very easy, and it is like a much healthier alternative than smoking, as far as I'm concerned, because just the act of breathing that into my lungs was causing me to have lung issues. So I wanted to stop smoking altogether. Vaping is a great alternative too, that doesn't have like a real smell involved. But as far as like edibles and getting that edible full body high, I really, really like tinctures. It's
so what I do at the moment is I vape. That's my alternate. Like, I almost exclusively do that. And now I'm doing this tincture thing because it's pretty awesome. And
are you on it right now?
That's not the point. The point is it's great. And so it there is. Are alternatives that don't smell so bad. They can still, you know, get the job done. But I will still smoke at least a J, you know, when I'm feeling godly, like Deja Loaf.
Godly?
I thought it was girly at first, but I think it's godly. I don't know, whatever. When I'm, you know, in party mode, like this weekend, right. I'll probably do something.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm in like a social setting, then I'll take a couple of hits. Like it's not, but I don't really, no, I never roll up or smoke anymore at home.
Yeah,
like,
I don't do that anymore either.
So hopefully that helps you. Obviously, that advice only applies to people who
But I actually don't do drugs.
Like, right. No, that's only if, you know, weed is legal where you live. Otherwise, we're not talking to you. Let's see. So do you want to... Oh, here's a question about Naruto. Am I saying that right before I keep going?
I'm pretty sure you said it right, yes.
Okay. This is from Steph, who says, I've been watching Naruto for years from the beginning, and this is mostly for Kid Fury. I just wanted to know if you're loving the new episodes. Are you sick and tired of all the damn fillers they're doing? Who's your favorite character, and do you think Naruto's ninja way will prevail? Also, have you seen Boruto?
Boruto.
Boruto.
His son.
Okay. I'm such a nerd for such and such. Again, sorry, Crystal. I love you too. Okay.
I'm glad she knew to apologize.
This is from Steph from Brighton, England. So.
Oh, fun. So, yes, I am kind of tired of the fillers. I don't really know why they're dragging it out so long since the manga's been done. Like, it's been finished for a long time. I actually don't. Like, I know how it ends because I read it already. So, I'm just waiting for them to finish. And I don't know what's taking so fucking long. But some of the filler episodes are still kind of good. So, I just watch it and try and catch, like, some other maybe interesting anime or whatever other show in the meantime while I wait for it to be finished. But I did watch the movie, the Boruto movie, and I thought that it was, like, I think it was my favorite of the Naruto movies. So
it was a movie? Like, yes. In the theaters?
Yeah, it actually did come out here. I think maybe only a couple of theaters in Manhattan or something showed it. But it had like a limited release in the States. And it was like a really super popular film in Japan. And I think they're probably going to eventually turn that into a show of its own, too.
Okay.
So, yes, Naruto's awesome. Thanks for that question.
Okay. This question comes from Jordan. I'm picking a bunch of short ones today. I don't know why. I just feel like it's fun to just get right. That way we can do a few more than what we normally do.
Why not?
Dear Kid Fury and Crystal, you guys haven't talked a lot about your siblings on the show. What was your relationship with your siblings like when you were kids, and how has it evolved in adulthood? Also, would you ever have a siblings episode? First of all, the thought of my brothers coming on this show.
Never.
Not the hell ever.
I'm never doing it.
I mean, and I love them more than anything, but that would just absolutely not happen. I'm so sorry.
I don't think either of them would want to do it anyway.
Right. No. My youngest brother, he's not interested in like anything. He feels like everything I do is for old people. He's like, oh my God, you use Twitter, that's for old people. Oh my God.
I just don't. I have too many. The thing is, you know what? I don't.
What was your relationship with them like when y'all were kids?
I think that my relationship with my younger brothers was like, I mean, when we were children, my relationship with all my siblings was like, just, you know, being a kid. I don't really remember there being...
Y'all didn't, like, fight a lot? Because me and my brother, who's 18 months after me, we fought constantly. It was like...
I don't think that we, like... I don't remember us fighting that much. I just remember, like, us being like... I mean, we fought, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't remember us fighting that much. I think that we were all just really... Like, we're all nerds. Like, they're... I love them. They're nerdier than me. But yes, because they like I swear to God, every time I call my mama, I call home, like on FaceTime, Everybody's always in the exact same spot. They are both in front of their computer playing some form of video game, which I appreciate, but God damn. And then my daddy is watching some form of sports, some kind of an athletic thing on his giant TV. And my mom is just sitting there letting them. like doing some work on her computer.
Right.
And so like...
I love that.
But as I started to get older, I kind of cut myself off from everybody. And so I didn't really have like a close relationship with my siblings like that because I never really built one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just strange.
Well, and I think that as y'all grow older, y'all will grow into that. Because me and my brother was mostly the same way. Like, we loved each other. We fought, you know, like cats and dogs, but we clearly loved each other. But... like through my, after I graduated from high school and moved off to college and then he graduated and like through like my early to mid 20s, we would talk every now and then, but it wasn't like, you know, we didn't keep in regular touch like I felt like a lot of people did with their siblings.
Right.
But now that we're both older, we're both in our 30s now, he has a child, my nephew, that I just love and do absolutely everything for. So like we're growing closer in that way. And then my other brother is almost 14 years younger than me. So that little nigga is almost like a half son. Like, I feel like I helped raise him up to a certain point.
Right.
So, but he's like, it's like, you know, it's night and day. We didn't grow up at the same time or in the same household, really. Like, we have the same parents, but...
That's a different dynamic.
He has a totally different experience than I do. Whereas my other brother, we grew up in the shit together. Like, we have he's the only person who knows, you know, what it was like in that house and vice versa. Like, we are the only ones who have that experience. So, as you get older, that'll come. Don't worry about it.
It's no big deal. Okay.
Next? Absolutely no siblings episode. Yeah, I can't think of a worse idea.
In my life.
Actually, no family at all. Like, people ask all the time, would call your mothers.
It will never happen.
Bring your mothers in the studio.
I'm never going to do it.
That is not my mama.
I will never do it.
That lady, y'all don't want that. Trust me.
I'm not doing it.
All right. So our last question is some mess.
Great.
Comes from CJ, who says, I've been talking to a guy for the past 6 months, when we first met, he said he worked with a particular basketball team, and I assumed it was behind the scenes, but comes to find out he actually plays for the team. While I found this kind of cool, I didn't go crazy over it, as because these sort of things don't impress me. Plus, it's not my favorite team, LOL. Anyway, we began to really like each other, and 2 months in, he admitted he was feeling me and he wanted to be more than just friends, but didn't want to risk his career or wind up in the blogs should things between us turn bad, so he asked me if I would be open to signing a non-disclosure agreement. For once in my life, I was speechless, and then I told him I didn't know and would think about it. Since his team has not made it to the playoffs, he's had a lot more time on his hands.
God damn, you set up.
And is asking me more frequently about taking this shit to an official level. We haven't had sex, but we have kissed and cuddled. Now he's starting to say he feels like he's wasting his time. I've never been the type to publicize who I'm dating, and I've never felt the need to blast an ex publicly or privately. I work a regular 9-to-5, and while it's annoying, I'm definitely not looking for a come up from anyone I date, and definitely not trying to out someone. I've made it a point to tell him all this, and his response is, I trust you, but it's better for me to cover all my bases. I know you guys have said before that dating a professional athlete is almost certain to get you cheated on, and adding this NDA shit to the mix is throwing me for a loop. Am I making a big deal out of nothing? Or is basically starting a relationship with an ultimatum a disaster in the making? You're a fan since episode 1, CJ.
So just let me just say this, right?
I just realized this was a gay situation.
Is it?
CJ is a guy, not a girl.
Because I was going to ask, but I was like, nah, it's probably just a girl.
Yeah. Oh, now I get, oh, shit. Now I get it.
Okay, well, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so, wow. Okay, so I'm going about this completely. Because before I was going to say, like, girl, if he's going to be making you sign some non-disclosure agreement, that nigga's got things to hide. Well, he's got shit to hide.
Right. Like, this one, like, has something to hide. So I get it.
This has been different.
I would sign the NDA.
First of all, kudos to you.
Yes, bitch.
You have elevated to a status
you did it.
That many of us queens can only dream of.
We only dream to get where you are right now.
So, you know, I heavily and emotionally, spiritually support the signing of the documents. Because at the end of the day, nigga, you got a baller. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's up to you. Do you, like, you have to think of basketball aside, are you're agreeing to enter a relationship where you're going to be censored. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you have to think about it from all of these.
Are you okay with being in the closet?
Right.
Because that's what he's going to be asking you to do.
You already have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of niggas, I've said before, I'll date a nigga who's on the DL as long as it doesn't conflict with the way that I live and move and breathe or whatever. Like, you don't have to be out to me. That usually just does not work.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? But
that's because you don't have a problem with keeping the whole relationship side of your life in the closet.
Right.
Period.
I'm already private.
Right.
So, us not being doing all that, that's fine with me. See what I'm saying?
No
so
issue.
It's like, I don't have a problem with that. But
I
in this,
it.
You are literally agreeing to dive in the closet with this nigga and lock the door. And so you have to think about it from that perspective. Like, yeah, you'll probably be in this little cute ass relationship with your tall ass nigga and his basketball friends or whatever. Ooh. But
no, you're not going to hang out with his friends.
I mean, like the posters of his friends or like the pictures of them at camp.
Right.
You know,
I mean, if you don't want to go back in the closet,
spiritual
then,
presence.
Yeah. That's going to be hard.
Yeah. It's really about
one of the emotional types.
I feel like it's really about whether or not you want to date a basketball player. Because if he was just a regular ass nigga that worked at motherfucking, if he worked at
Orange Julius.
I was going to say something fair. Because that's like, bitch, how dare you?
I mean, you could be the manager at Orange Julius.
I was going to say if he had like a nice corporate job.
Oh, okay. An AT&T call center.
If he owned One Oak.
Oh, well. You- I see where I was thinking and where you was thinking. Jesus.
No, because that's the same situation.
I thought you meant like a regular nigga.
No, you're right. If he worked at motherfucking Melba's and he told you
Melba's is broker than the Orange Julius manager. What is wrong with you? If he worked at Dwayne Reed.
If he worked at Amy Ruth's, bitch.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, if that nigga worked at In-N-Out Burger and came to you and said, sign this NDA because et cetera, et cetera, then you might feel a different way about it. But I honestly feel like even if this was a straight relationship, he might do. Like, I know a lot of people in the industry that get their dates to sign NDAs. Like, a lot of your fave rappers, a lot of the girls are out here just like sign here.
As soon as you walk in the door.
So it's really about what you're comfortable with. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you want to get a poppy, you can. But you have to understand where they're coming from. Like, I can't be mad at that nigga that he's like, look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Even when I thought it was a straight relationship, I was like, damn, I might use this.
Because he might really like you, but you never know. Like, he may come home late and your ass going to be in your feelings one day. And then you want to talk to the shade room. And that's just not fair. You know what I'm saying? So cover all the bases.
Right. It's not fair when you have something to lose. Like, he's taking a chance because clearly he feels like he has to stay in the closet in order to maintain his career or, you know, whatever other reason.
And that's unfortunate, but that's his life.
Right. He just can't take that risk. I understand that. So if you really want to date him, I would say sign the NDA, but understand the sacrifices you have to make. Because
you know, right here,
man,
your girl, I would be like, pass me the...
I would be like, yeah, so let me just...
Would you like blue ink or black?
And where do I need just to print as well?
Sign right there.
Shall we have someone witness? Do we need to take a selfie? Because I will document this however you want me to.
Listen.
I swear to God, I will keep this a secret. You don't have to ask me twice.
You see me out here wearing a jersey, bitch.
If I start you wearing jerseys. You just gonna have to put two and two together, bitch. Like,
wait a minute. This ain't gonna watch no goddamn basketball. Like,
what the fuck is Crystal doing in a Liberty jersey? Right, you mind your business.
You mind your business. Slut business while I mind mine.
Good luck, CJ.
Have at it.
Woo.
Do your best.
All right, that's going to wrap up the questions. Send yours to ask3@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey, guys, this episode is being brought to you by Bevel. Listen, my friend Tristan Walker told me to remind you guys that it is summertime now. It's hot. Beard season is at like a crazy, it's like a code red at the moment.
It is.
So for those of you who are trying to switch it up, you know, because of the heat or get your summer sexy on, you need to go and do that stuff with Bevel now. They've got the brush, they've got the razor, they've got all of the creams and things to make sure that your skin is moist, it's sexy, it's smooth. Listen, go to getbevel.com. Crystal will tell you the rest.
Yes. Actually, shout out to Tristan and the whole team over at Bevel. We got to meet them when we went out there.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to talk about that.
Yeah. So, you know, it was just so great to finally meet the people that we've been working with for so long. Shout out to the whole Bevel team. You can save 20% on the month of your Bevel subscription by going to getbevel.com and entering promo code THEREAD20. Multi-blade razors can cause irritation and cause those disgusting, nasty razor bumps. Hair removal creams are messy and they can burn your skin. Lord knows that's super easy to do. Bevel takes care of all of that for you. It's an amazing shave. Ladies, it's for us too. You know, I love to say if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You just swipe yourself every now and then with the Bevel and you stay smooth. So save 20% on your first month by going to getbevel.com and entering promo code THEREAD20. That's GETBEVEL.com and promo code THEREAD20. Save 20% on your first month. And let us continue.
Hey guys, this episode is also being brought to you by Nature Box. Nature Box is a great place to go to get some delicious, awesome, creative snacks that taste good and don't have you feeling like the Bob. They've got over 100 amazing, delicious snacks that are made with better ingredients for you. We tell you all the time, like, I personally am a flaming hot girl. And so that's why the sriracha cashews are my favorite. Like,
shout out to everybody who's tried them and now you see what we're talking about because they are amazing.
I'm telling you, like, try it out. It's dope.
Yes, you just choose what snacks you want and they're delivered right to you. You can be surprised every month or pick out the stuff you know you like. Plus, Nature Box is constantly adding new and interesting snacks for you to discover, so you don't always have to stay with the same old flavor profiles that you always get. Plus, NatureBox believe you shouldn't eat anything you don't like. So if you try a snack that you don't really agree with, don't worry about it. Just let them know and they'll replace it in your next box for free. So there's no reason to not try it out. You can pick the size box that's best for you and your family by going to naturebox.com/thereed right now to get 50% off your first box of delicious and unique snacks without any of the junk. That's naturebox.com/thereed. Get 50% off your first box now. Let them know we sent you, and let's finish the show.
All right, so it's time for the read.
It is. Do you have a read this week?
I do, short and sweet.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I do, but mine is at like four different entities. Like, it's just an overall exhaustion. So
I will get mine right out of the way. Okay. So I just want to say, you aren't obligated to show like basic decency to people certain times, like, or like to just do little acts of kindness. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You don't have to. For instance, I'm going to tell you a very quick story. There's a lady in my building. Ever since I have lived in this building, this bitch has apparently been disgusted with me. Now, I don't know what I have done to her, why she always makes some crazy stank face when she sees me. You know, I feel like as though I'm relatively quiet. You know, I don't leave trash around the building. You know, I'm not having a rave in the, like, I don't, I just mind my business. I pay my rent. You know, I make sure that I recycle. I don't understand what her problem with me is. You know, I don't know if it's a black thing, if it's a gay thing. I don't know if it's like a huge ass thing. I don't know what her problem is, but.
Wait, she's like really mad?
Like, every time she sees me, she's, like, visually, like,
wow.
Upset. I don't know why.
Wow.
She doesn't say anything. But anyway, the other day I was going downstairs, and she was coming into the building, and she, like, held the door open for me as I was coming out. But then she, like, had this, like, stank face as she was doing it. And I was, like, used to it, so I was like, whatever. Thanks, girl. I realized that I left something upstairs, so I had to turn back around after I got to the end of the block. So when I walked back in, she's at the elevator. And so she's like holding the elevator, but she's like,
really?
The stairs are right there, right? So you know I punched it right on over to the staircase. And I was like, you know, I'm going about my business. And she's like, oh, so you're taking the stairs now? I was like, yes, madam, with my two grown American feet.
What?
And I went on about my business. So my thing is, like,
what?
I don't care if you don't like me. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe my clothes are too loud, or like, I've been told that I have a resting bitch face, and so maybe you got something misconstrued one day. I don't know what the problem is. But either way, bitch, you don't have to do anything nice for me or anybody else. Like, you don't have to. I'm not asking you. I can hold a door open for myself.
Right.
I can get on an elevator by myself. Like, I don't need you to hold anything open for me. I don't need you to do anything nice for me.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the point of attempting an act of kindness if you are not going to be kind?
What the hell?
Like, bitch, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. If you don't want to hold the door open, just don't fucking do it. Like, I'm not going to be saying, like, oh my god, where is this lady? I'm draining. Oh my god, my manners. Like, I've just completely lost hope on, you know, the average person I bump into in New York City having home training or manners or giving a fuck about my comfort at all.
No.
I don't expect it. So you don't have to hold the door open for me. You don't have to hold the elevator for me. You don't have to do anything for me that you would think is courteous or whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. And I will still do it for you because that is the way that my mama made me. But I'm not going to hold the door open for you and be like, oh my God. Oh, would you hurry up? Oh God, this is just taking my whole entire soul out. Oh God, I can't breathe. Like, I'm not going to do all of that.
Right.
I would rather just go on about my business if it's going to be so painful. My goodness. And also, for those of you who have had so much to say about Orlando, when someone dies, you have it's one of those situations where if you don't have something nice to say, you just don't say nothing. So just shut up. Find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you could, there are several things you could try testing out. In terms of swallowing.
Okay, yeah.
I would try, you know, maybe a Pepsi can, Clorox, knives, a chainsaw, a Buick. You know, just test it out. And find something better to do with your time. I feel like that would be adventurous. But you can pick. I just, you know, I don't see the point in regardless of anybody dying in any type of situation. Somebody is sad. That person mattered to somebody. I just don't understand why you would have anything to say besides RIP or nothing.
Because people have to make everything about them. It's trash.
Literally nobody cares about your other opinion about whatever, girl. Like, find something else to do. They're making literal virtual reality headsets. They're coming out in the winter. It's something new that you can experience. Show your children where technology is going.
Wow.
There's a new season of Orange is the New Black, I hear. It's interesting. You can try that out. Netflix is like $8, $9.
The fact that you are giving recommendations.
Kmart has a sale.
Oh, my God.
Kmart has a sale.
That blue light might come on. Really, just anything else.
Just anything, like lots of things.
And on that same note, y'all can stop pretending like this was not a deliberate attack on gays, Latino gays, to be even more specific. Like, y'all can stop acting like this was an attack on Americans or an attack on Christians or whatever. Like, this was so clearly targeted at the community. So drop the bullshit.
I mean, I know that you want to turn this into something else.
Something political.
And whatever, you're weird. You know, but we're not doing that over here. So,
yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, you can shut the fuck up. It's absolutely free. You know, people are grieving. This is like the state that I grew up. Like, Orlando's 4 hours away from where I grew up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I've been to Orlando a million fucking times in my life. I know where the fucking club is. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I cried that entire fucking day. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not even like I am afraid or anything like that, but it's just unfortunate that there are still people that are so fucking ignorant and so evil and so broken,
yeah,
and so hurt that they feel like they have to attack people who are just trying to, you know, live their life.
Right.
And just have a good time.
Be free.
It just sucks. So I don't understand why. Man. You would feel compelled to say anything besides,
yeah,
I'm sorry, this sucks for, you know, so many people, but,
right,
you know, y'all are dumb, and I've accepted that. I've accepted it. It's okay.
And ultimately, that's really it.
People, once you make your peace with it, like, you live so much
once
better.
Once you understand that most of the world is ignorant about one thing or another, and that change is slow to come, it gets a lot easier to deal with this shit.
Right.
Like, not when something terrible happens, like it still hurts, but understanding that y'all are ignorant has gotten easier with time.
It just...
I used to be so baffled as to how y'all could be so stupid, but...
So confused, like enraged, like how does 2 and 2 not equal 4 to you? Like, where are you? But I just realized that you're just dumb, and that's just how it is.
And some people are just perfectly content staying that way. And what? Why should I convince you to not be? How can I even? I'm the one always stressed out. Being woke is not fun, so...
It blows.
It does. Now it really does.
I always want to be ignorant.
Yeah, I see why you hold on to it. So, okay. This week I'm just really over basically every facet of American government. Like, I'm already tired of the election. It's looking like Trump versus Hillary, and it's looking like Trump really don't give a fuck about winning. But I feel like the shenanigans have only just begun as far as this whole process.
It's
like,
already shit.
When we get to the point where Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are debating on primetime television, do you understand what we will be witnessing? Donald Trump, who I don't even think believes in debate prep or facts or sources. Anyway, so the fact that this is even where American politics are, you know, I'm weary. But
it really feels like an E! Show.
There is a man running for Congress in Tennessee. His name is Rick Tyler, and he put up a campaign sign with the slogan, Make America White Again.
Cool.
And says this isn't a sign of racism.
Wow.
He just wants to go back to the 1960s Ozzie and Harriet Leave It to Beaver time when there were no break-ins, violent crime, or mass immigration.
This is awesome.
So,
this is
not to be cool. Racist, but... I'd just like to go back to a time where we were still stringing you niggas up from trees. None of you were on television unless you were maids. All the Mexicans weren't here and nobody cried about injustice. Like, so you actually, like, are you a Trump supporter? Like, I don't, how do you feel like that makes sense? How do you feel like you can say this isn't racist and then give four racist reasons? Like, this is a man running for office. Like, he's, this is America. This is what.
I want to go back to the time where y'all stopped complaining.
Right. I would like to go back to a time when y'all decided to speak up, we had the freedom to kill you even more than we do now.
Right.
Like, I would like to go back to a time where all of a sudden we weren't giving you sluts rights and you didn't have the ability to make your own decisions and
you were
owned
rape.
By your men and, right, whatever happened to you just fucking happened and you had no rights or social security numbers or anything. Like, you were just objects, basically. You want to go back to that. Like, white men want to go back to a time when they were clearly in power and everybody else felt like they couldn't say nothing about it.
If they could kiss slaves again.
If they could, they would.
Like, you let's know not it. Even fry it.
Let's not.
Like, oh my God.
There are some white men who wouldn't, obviously, but I feel like a significant portion would sign up without thinking twice. Like, why the fuck not?
Yes, please.
I feel like that's what most of y'all are looking for when you're looking for a wife, to be completely honest. But if you could have an actual slave, you would do it.
You, like, went there.
I mean, so many men treat women like they nothing but something to fuck. Like, this is just something I could stick my dick in. Like, so many, this is something that was created to serve me and make my life better. Anyway, that's just one story out of the three. So no, I'm fed up with American government.
Oh,
so
tired.
After this terrible tragedy in Orlando, the Democratic Party has been trying to force these political bodies to do something about this issue, because the fact remains that this man was able to kill 49 people because he had access to a gun that would shoot that many fucking bullets. Like, and it just doesn't make sense that somebody who has been profiled by the FBI and was under investigation and all this shit, and even if he wasn't, it doesn't make sense for any old regular body to be able to buy guns like that. It just doesn't.
For what?
And this keeps fucking happening. Now, I knew after Sandy Hook they wasn't gonna do shit, and everybody, I feel like that was a big awakening for a lot of us, that, like, there was, if gun control or gun reform ever really came, it was gonna be slow. Because how can you think about 20 dead babies and still be like, no, we deserve, no, like, the Second Amendment says so, and so it is, so as if these guns existed back then. So anyway, today Representative John Lewis led a sit-in on the House floor with a bunch of other House Democrats, and then even a few Senate Democrats joining them. However, Representative Mark Walker, Republican North Carolina, said calling this a sit-in is a disgrace to Woolworths. They sat in for rights. Dems are, quote, sitting in to strip them away. Sweetie,
I just wish they would go away.
So what Mark Walker probably should have done was Google the name of Representative John Lewis. Because if anybody has a resume to back up they shit, it's John Lewis's ass. Like, this nigga was deep in the shit with King. Like, it's documented. Like, Bernie Sanders was trying to attach himself to John Lewis. Like, oh, John, no, you know, like, we down, we kicked it, we was back with the shit back then. Like, John Lewis is probably the top motherfucker in politics that you could not say, oh, well, calling this a sit-in is a disgrace. Like, sit-ins, this man is sit-ins. Like, sit-ins is what he did. Like, he is the movement. He has been a part of this for so fucking long. How fucking dare you say that calling this a sit-in is a disgrace, or what they're doing is trying to take rights away. What y'all are trying to do is make sure that the groups that support you, the NRA, the people who make sure you get reelected, you're trying to make sure they stay happy. And you don't really care how many people have to die as long as you get paid. That's really it. That's the bottom fucking line.
And it's clear as day.
It could not be more clear, because people keep dying and y'all keep not doing nothing. Like, it's clearly about money, and you are valuing money over actual human bodies. grown and baby alike. You really don't give a fuck either way. So how dare you say somebody else is trying to take away rights? If I have to take away your right to a semi-automatic weapon in order to make sure that nobody else can shoot up a fucking school or concert or movie theater, I will take that. I will take that away from you. It is time to evolve. It is time to move the fuck on. Look at what is happening in this fucking country. I am literally afraid to go outside. For real. Like, I go outside and think it could be at any point in time. Every time I have to go to Times Square, I'm literally afraid. Because this shit happens all the fucking time. And the people who can do something about it are the main ones talking about, oh, well, we just pray for all the victims and their families during this tough time. And, you know, these things are just so awful. And, you know, God bless and we're praying for you. Okay, but you're in office and you can change the laws. Like, you could actually do something about it, but instead you want to fake pray about it. Like, bitch, how about you actually do something to keep this from happening again? Because you care more about money than you do about people. Just say it. You care more about guns and your weird fear that black people are coming to, like, take all of your shit. Like, I think they really do blame Obama for this shit. Like, do y'all really think if we was going to kill y'all, like, if we was going to come together and do this shit, y'all, come on, y'all would have been gone. We are not like y'all. We're not just going
to. Can you say that part one more time?
We are not like y'all. We are not the type typically to just take out the innocent along with the guilty and be like, oh, well, like, we're not just going to take out innocent white people who never did nothing to us. Unlike the many documented times y'all have done this to us and our children. Stop acting like this is about anything but politics and money, because that's all it is. And it's breaking my heart as somebody who is unfortunately born and raised American and has few options for going anywhere else that the leadership in this country so thoroughly does not give a fuck about the citizens. Like,
it blows.
Our government really don't give a shit about us, and we still have to pay taxes on top of that. So you mean to tell me I have to give y'all money to live in this shithole? Like, I have to give y'all... I have to pay y'all for this experience? Really? I feel like I should be getting comped.
You're paying me to kill me. I mean, I'm paying you for you to kill me.
Yes, for you to kill me and my friends and my community. Like, I'm paying your salaries.
I'm very confused.
And this is how you're treating me. Like, anywhere else, I would be able to fire you. I don't understand. I'm giving you so... You make so much money off me, and I get so little in return. What do I really get? Because I'm afraid to be here.
I'm trying to think of what the government gives me. No, hold on. I can't think of anything.
No, I mean, and I know, girl, like, trash pickup in schools and streets. I'm talking about, at what point are you going to stop murdering us? At what point are you going to stop allowing people to sell weapons that are used to take us out? Like, so many mass murders happen in this country. We literally can't remember them all. I think there was one today in Georgia and then one last week in somewhere in Texas. Like, I can't even remember the details. That's how often this shit happens. And they pretend we don't have a problem. Gabby Giffords got shot in the fucking head and almost died, and they still didn't do nothing. Like, anyway, I was going to talk about this white man who tried to block Harriet Tubman from being on the $20 bill. But thankfully, they decided, like, tonight, they were just like, you know what, just going somewhere with this bullshit. Because he was talking about how, you know, I'm just a conservative and I just don't believe in change. And so it's not even... This is just divisive, and I'm just trying to unify the country by keeping things the same. And I just, you know what? But I don't even feel like it, because I'm already tired from these other two. So, Steve, you either got saved or I'll drag your ass another day. But I just, I'm so tired of the elected officials in this country treating the citizens this way. And I feel like it's this white male entitlement that y'all really just have us so fucked up. And what I do love is that I see the change coming. I see more and more people who are marginalized in whatever way being like, okay, you know what? Actually, this is fucked up. Like, more and more people are seeing it. And that means the pushback is going to be stronger and stronger. And eventually, we will be the ones who are leading the change. But it's slow to fucking come.
The Hunger Games will start by then.
White men are really... Purge. White men feel themselves losing control. And Donald they're Trump reacting. They're reacting. This is... White people's fear is why Donald Trump is where he is right now. That's nothing but white fear controlling that. What else could it be? It's a fear of anything that's not like you. That anti-Muslim, anti-Mexican shit, that's all he needs. It's sad. But this, you know, Donald Trump is what this country deserves. This country ain't shit. I'm tired of y'all acting like this. Grow
this
the fuck up.
This country can have him when I'm gone.
Man.
I'm not dealing with that fuck
shit. So, but anyway, I'm done. I'm fed up.
Well, that's The Read.
Yes, that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Check us out at thisistheread.com for links to every episode and who we are and what we do and so on and so forth. Do you have any news this week?
Try tinctures. Also,
I'm surprised you're, wow, are your eyes closed right now, bro? Are they closed?
So anyway, what I was saying was,
I actually cannot.
305 Live is on Sunday. I'm really excited. Plus, it's Pride weekend. So come out and celebrate with us and be proud and be awesome. And we will be safe and secure and awesome and not afraid of none of these dumbass hoes. And it's going to be a really good time. And, you know, you can tell all of your friends to come. Straight men, you're invited.
Yeah, come party. Just come have fun.
There will be plenty of... See, y'all be asleep. Because the girls be at my parties. The girls always come show up.
It's so many girls at your... So many straight girls at your parties.
I just don't understand why.
Like, they're just looking for... I think because they probably don't know the polite way to tell a man that they don't want to dance with him. Like, I feel like they're probably scared in that way.
I think girls probably prefer the girl-to-guy ratio at the party anyway.
You know what?
It's like, oh, I don't have a nigga coming up to me every 30 seconds.
Right, with his dick in my ass. Right. Oh, God, here we go again. You're Oof, right. You're
just
right.
Just one. Okay, hey, no thanks. All right, I'm done for this. Anyway, so yes, that's on Sunday. You can go to fury305.com to get tickets. It's going to be a fucking blast. My friend DJ Dimples is going to be DJing. It's going to be amazing, bringing Miami to Manhattan. Also, try tinctures.
Okay. I did an interview with Kimberly of For Harriet. She started a podcast called Black Media Minute. You can go check that out. It was super fun. Thanks again, Kim, for having me on the show. And check out the podcast itself. I really like it. I've been getting more and more into podcasts. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts now. So maybe we start talking about some other show. Well, we. Maybe I will start talking about some shows that I'm listening to and enjoying, because some of y'all putting out some really good stuff. So thanks again, Kim, for having me on.
Exciting.
Anything? You are asleep.
I'm wide awake.
Okay. You're truly not. But anything else?
I am, and
are we? I know you aren't. I know. Look, neither one of us can talk. Are we done? Do you have an acronym since you're so awake?
My acronym is Shake That Ass With Me on Sunday.
That's not.
Okay, bye.